Here's Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 2015, there were 2,744 complaints of housing discrimination across the country. Veterans and their organizations are livid that Trump's order is blocking entry to the U.S. from Iraqi interpreters who risked their lives to save the lives of American troops. Many have been sponsored by veterans and waiting for years through the vetting process already. White House pulled back on part of Trump's order by indicating that those with green cards granting them permanent residence in the USA are exempt from his ban. According to the Pew Research Center, in 2016, under the Obama administration, the U.S. admitted almost as many Christian refugees, 37,521, as Muslim refugees, 38,901. A Nielsen report last month showed that Americans from 18 to 34 are less obsessed with social media than their older peers. Adults from 35 to 49 were found to spend almost 7 hours a week on social media, and over 50s were spending over 4 hours weekly. Acting Attorney General, a career Justice Department official, ordered the department not to defend Trump's executive order, closing the border to certain countries and suspending entry for refugees. President Trump fired her. 100 State Department employees signed a dissent memo protesting the executive order to be given to the incoming Secretary of State. Attorneys generals in Massachusetts and Washington indicate that they will oppose the order. The Council on American-Islamic Relations called Trump's policy a Muslim exclusion order, extensively citing Trump's attacks on Islam during the presidential campaign and his pledge during the Republican primaries to shut off all Muslim immigration into the U.S. In order to escape the right to livelihood law in India for street sellers in 2014, the state of Maharashtra, where Mumbai is located with 150,000 hawkers, is trying to require that all hawkers be licensed and be domiciled in Maharashtra, where under local law it takes 15 years to qualify. Paving the way for transgender individuals, the Boy Scouts of America will accept members based on the gender indicated on their application. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.